Hi, and welcome to the Pink Velvet Couch. My name is Emmanuel, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. I'm a mother, a midwife, and I'm launching my new podcast from the Coconut Motel in Trois-Rivières, where I'll be teaching midwifery tomorrow. So some of the topics that we'll be covering in this podcast are related to women's lives, women's health, pregnancy, postpartum, motherhood. And basically, I'm super open to what would be helpful for you. So please feel free to send me a message. I will be having guests. We will be discussing it all. So things like sexuality, miscarriages, nothing is off the table. If you find it helpful, then we're going to talk about it. The goal of the Pink Velvet Couch is to be that space that you share with a friend, where you share a cup of coffee, a tea, an herbal tea, a mimosa, and you just are totally real, and you say it like it is, and that person is there to listen to you and to be a sounding board. So let this be a space to heal, to grow, and to share. Welcome. I'm really happy that you're here and that you're listening. So for this first episode, I really wanted to tell you a little bit more about how the Pink Velvet Couch came to be. So both the podcast and actually the real couch. So if you go and take a look at my Instagram, my handle is Emma_DF. So if you take a look there, you'll see that about a week ago, I finally got my dream couch. So how did this couch come to be? So about a year ago, I was telling my partner that I really, really wanted this pink velvet couch that I had seen at Struktzub. And it was like about $500, and I wanted to change our couch and to buy this one. And he was like, sure, that sounds good. But, you know, maybe your daughter or the dog, they're going to sit on it and they're going to get it dirty. And then your dream couch after a few weeks will just be very unappealing and dirty. And as we were talking about it, he was like, maybe you want to wait till the kids are older, till the dog's not there. Maybe it's not the greatest idea to get this couch now and to have it get all dirty. And I was like, yeah, that's true. Like, why get beautiful things right now if they're going to get destroyed? So let's just wait. I kept thinking about it and think about it. And then a few weeks ago, I was starting to realize, maybe a few months ago even, that as much as I absolutely adore my job in midwifery, serving families, serving my Franco-Ontarian community, I also felt a little bit like I lacked creativity in my daily life and I lacked time for myself, and that sometimes I would get frustrated. So I was starting to make a list of all the things that would nourish me as a woman, as a person, and all the things that I needed to do to feel more creative and anchored in my life. And I decided to do a vision board. So I cut up some pieces of magazines and put them on the wall next to my bed. That was the space that I had, and I ran across this pink velvet couch yet again. So I cut it up and I put it on my wall, and I was thinking about it and I was like, oh, it's so beautiful. And my daughter, who at that time was 2, saw it and she was like, oh, that's so nice. I want it. I want to take it off the wall and I'll bring it to my room. And I was like, no, this is mommy's space. This is really important to me. You can't just rip it out the wall and bring it to your room. And as much as I know that she's 2 and that the impulse to rip it out and have it be hers is totally normal, I was also like, no, this is mine. I'm keeping it for me. And if you rip it out of the wall, I will be upset because this is a piece of something that signifies or symbolizes something really important to me. So for a while, every day she would come to her room and be like, I want this couch. I'm going to bring it to my room. And I was like, oh no, one day I'll wake up and she'll have taken it. But then I thought about it. And so I got this idea that maybe we can make a vision board for her room too. So we pulled out the magazines. She got the scissors and picked all these different things that she really wanted to have on her wall. So she actually found a super cool brown velvet couch that she cut out and she put on her wall. And that kind of ended the discussion. And then she was happy and she never pulled out the pink photo from my wall. But it also got me thinking, like, when am I going to buy this couch? Like, am I going to wait 5 years? Am I going to wait 10 years to start this podcast? Like, why wait? I'm not going to get all YOLO on you because that can get out of hand. But I just decided that it was time to stop waiting. Time to buy the couch. Time to start the podcast and to say the things that came to mind and that maybe it would also inspire other people to share their stories. And it would just start me on my journey of being this fully, I don't know how to say it, but this creative being that I am, the fully expressed version of the person that I am, the best version of me. So I bought the couch and it's living in all its glory in our living room. I'm so happy with it and it's so soft and everything that I wanted. And I'm so excited to be here tonight to be launching this episode. So thank you for joining me on this journey. So today for the first episode, beyond actually telling you why I launched this podcast, I want to talk about how do we find time to nourish the women that we are beyond being a parent. Or if you're not a parent, because there are many, many, many other things in life that keep us busy. So school, work, maybe you're taking care of parents. So it doesn't matter what it is, but how do we nourish and take time to be the woman, the creative person, all the things that nourish us beyond the roles that we have taken. So, of course, when you're a parent, it takes a huge amount of time in your life. And for me, I was so excited about being a parent, and I actually loved my pregnancy. And I know that is not the case for everyone, and that's fine. We can talk about that too in a future episode. But I was thrilled when Matsild was born. I really, really liked the first few months, I would say, the first 6 months. Loved the newborn stage. Again, I know that is not universal. But after that, I must say that as much as I like being a parent, the constant demand does drive me a little nuts sometimes. So I've been really craving, like, how do I carve space for myself? So between going to births and being midwife and being a parent, and now adding on top of that COVID, there have been many days or weeks that I felt like all I do is I rush out the door to work, come back to parent, and I'm just kind of drowning. Like, where am I? So I found a few little solutions, some that I'm still implementing. So the first idea I had was to wake up at 5:55 a.m. to have time before she woke up. So to have at least an hour to either like journal or train. And just to have like quiet time in the morning to focus on myself. Maybe drink my warm cup of coffee. I must say though that I am truly a night owl. It goes well with my job as a midwife. So I have not been getting up every day or as much as I want to early in the morning. So I've also started to have this time kind of in our bedroom, in my bedroom, from like 9 to 10:30. So if I don't have time in the morning and I'm at home at night, then I will take that time to light a candle, journal, write some thoughts I've had about the day, and to listen to podcasts. So it's been a big thing for me to start listening to podcasts in the car or as I take walks. So even my walking time, right, it was from like 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Now with a curfew, that's not possible. if you walk past my house, you might at 8 p.m. I guess you can't, but sometimes I do laps in the driveway and I'm like, I don't know if this is inspiring or pathetic, but it's a time where I'm walking and I'm listening to podcasts and it feels like I'm meeting some of the goals that I set out for myself, and that feels good. And the most recent one, and I'm super excited about this, is that I talked with my partner a few days ago. And as I was coming here to teach to Trois-Rivières, so it was like a reason I was allowed to leave my region to go to another region, because like it was an essential teaching that I was doing. So I booked a hotel room in Trois-Rivières, and I thought like, why don't I get there early and I spend the whole evening like making my podcast and being in this beautiful creative energy. So that was the idea. And that made me think like, why don't I do this for 124 hours every month? So as in the beginning, of course, I might not be able to go to other areas, but I can go and book a hotel in Gatineau and in my town and just have this space and this time to really tap into some of my dreams and make some of these episodes for me, for you. And that felt so inspiring. So I have decided that starting today, I'm doing this 24 hours for myself to tap into this creativity, to tap into the woman that I am beyond the mother. And my partner is super supportive of this idea. And for that, I'm very thankful. So my beautiful podcast will be in English, and there will be episodes in French as well. We will have guests and we will explore a huge variety of subjects. And before I end for tonight, or before I leave you, I wanted to say that I discovered, I think yesterday, that a woman that I admire greatly, Glennon Doyle, is actually launching her own podcast on May 11th. And it will be titled We Can Do Hard Things. And when I saw that, I was like, oh my God, wow, that's so inspiring and so intimidating at the same time. Like, she has all this experience and she has reached millions of people through her book, Untamed, which, by the way, if you haven't read, please go buy it. That has been one of the reasons, or one of the audiobooks that really, really kind of lit up this fire inside of me to live the full potential of what my life can be. And really, I'm just beginning in this journey. But anyway, to get back to this, she's launching her podcast on May 11th. And I encourage you to go listen as well. For me, this spark of sharing stories started with her book. It also started by someone's suggestions of listening to Brené Brown's podcast, Unlocking Us, which is also so moving and so deep. And I encourage you to go and listen to that one as well. Thank you for being with me tonight for this intro. Merci d'être ici ce soir. Ça me fait tellement plaisir. Ça fait tellement du bien d'être installé ici puis de pouvoir vous parler. I hope you join me. This is going to be weekly. It's going to be a beautiful journey. And I'm really, really excited for the next step. So wherever you are, I hope you have an absolutely beautiful day. And cheers to our next encounter. Bye.